Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture market analysis time now. From Blue Line Futures, Oliver Slope says Thursday's trouble, from a technical perspective, started Wednesday.
Yesterday's weakness didn't do a whole lot of technical damage. We were hoping to be able to hold the lows of the week and the 20-day moving average. So you're looking at about 1039 to 1041. Weren't able to do that. And I think that sparked some additional technical selling pressure, which took us kind of back towards the upper end of that range from a couple weeks ago. We need to get back out above that levels that we just talked about to kind of negate some of the weakness here. If we can't do that, you know, potential retest of the bottom end of the range, the 50-day moving average in the mid-1020s isn't out of the question.
Martinson Agri-Risk Management's Randy Martinson says it's up one day, down the next.
We keep flip-flopping back and forth, and today was a flop day. And, you know, exports came out good this morning, especially for soybeans and for corn, you know, above expectations, but not enough to really get charged in the market up. You know, we got rain in the forecast that's going to slow down, you know, harvest and planting activity, but just not enough to be able to keep this market moving a little bit on the forward side. I think just a lot of disappointment about lack of news coming from China and you know, that there's deals are getting close, but not, they just keep getting close. They just don't get done. You know, there's some rumors that there could be an announcement of some big soybean purchases, but the market certainly didn't behave like that today.
Amy Martinson, Agri-Risk Management, says might be some news this morning on a U.S.-Chinese trade phone call.
The call is at 9 a.m. Eastern, so 8 a.m. our time. So we might get some news fairly early in the morning, you know, sometime in the morning that could push the markets in either direction. Really, the question is, are they going to go beyond that? Are they going to announce other things? Or was this focus just solely on the TikTok deal?
On AgriTalk, Professional Ag Marketing's Mike Miner down in Laverne, Minnesota.
If you go back to the August crop report at the 188.8 yield, we can confidently say that was going to be the biggest yield of the year for us in that WASDE report. So that always at least helps with the sense of trend or direction. We know that this crop is shrinking from the size from a yield perspective. When I look at the yield they came out with, it was a slight decrease. I was fine with that. Going forward, what are we going to have out of the yield? It's probably still shrinking. The crop is finishing worse than what we had hoped. The southern rust is spreading. We've seen a massive difference between what hybrid selection was and fungicide application. And especially as you get further north, the fungicide application became a little bit more scarce because prices were poor. So people backed off on it. And I truly believe that to be the case. So when I view the balance sheet and what impacts we have from supply side, before this report, I was a little bit more friendly with the fact that if you start pulling away yield, we can pull down below a 2 billion bushel ending stocks number quite easily. Now with that additional acreage increase, it makes it pretty darn tough, Chip. Even if you start to scrape away a little demand, we'll see. But I'm going to be sitting right around 2 billion bushels, and you probably don't have to pull quite as much demand out of it to keep it there.
And regarding cattle futures, Oliver Slope.
Just kind of a ho-hum day. We've kind of found ourselves in a little bit of a consolidation trade in the cattle complex, which seems like the first time we've been in that type of environment for a while. We've been trading mostly sideways for the last going on 2 weeks almost since that big technical breakdown below the 20-day moving average. That's still going to act as significant resistance on the upside looking at December live cattle. So that comes in near 237. And then on the downside, we've got support at the 50-day, 230, 37, call it. So we're smack dab in the middle of those major moving averages. Yep. A breakout one way or the other probably accelerates the move in that corresponding direction.
And there's a close look at the futures market for grain and livestock. Now let's check a wet weather day on Inside Agriculture.